Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 8, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and it's our Monday night New Earth Support Team call. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And for those of you who attend regularly, thanks for your patience as I always go through the same material on the front end. I have to always assume there's a new person on the live call or on the recording, and they need orientation. So I've tried to make it just as brief as I can and still cover the essentials. That's why I pretty much say it verbatim every time, because I've tried to pare it down to the most concise language I can. So thanks, you regulars, for your patience as I go through this part. So for anyone who's not a regular and hasn't heard this before, what we do here is we serve the great collective awakening on Earth, and we do this in a really unusual way. I'll describe to you how the call works. After this intro, I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all beings of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. Once they're all in, we'll create a safe container, which will contain all of us, regardless of whether you're live or on the recording, and that will create our safe space to work in. Then I will guide you through the embodied awakening invocation, which will invite your higher self to merge with your human self. We'll each do that the best we can. And then once I feel like the vibration is correct, or, you know, in a sweet space, then we'll open to the allies. And what they've done very consistently now for months on end is we become surrogates for the collective. Each one of us receives healing, we receive awakening, we receive spiritual experiences, all of which is like multiplied and broadcast down to others on the planet. So everybody wins. We ourselves get powerful and helpful healing and awakening experiences, which are then multiplied and shared around the planet. So it's pretty cool. That's kind of what we do. Then we'll close the container. And then afterwards, if you want to hang around, we can do some Q&A or feedback or whatever you want to do. And the actual ceremonial part usually lasts less than an hour. My request always when we're doing an energetic event is please do only this. I do request that you do not multitask, because the nature of this event is that we all co-create it energetically. And if you are not doing only this, then you're putting distraction energy into the field, and it will actually impair the concentration of everybody else. And this is true regardless of whether you're doing it live or on the recording. All this works in the Akashic records beyond time and space. So if you're here, please do only this. Again, the whole spiritual process should take less than an hour. And if you cannot do it and you're a member, then please come back when you can spare an hour or so undistracted and do it then. The other request is if you must leave the call early, that is okay. But please ask the allies to ease you out of the energetic field. Again, whether you're live or on the recording, it works the same. And that way you can depart early if you have to, but will not disrupt the field. So thank you for honoring that. So that's all the preamble we need. I'm going to go ahead and call the allies in the container. Spirit Song sends her regrets that she cannot join us tonight. She's, what is it now? She's like 6 days past her hip replacement on her left hip. She is improving by the day and feeling much better than before. So she still has limited mobility, but all the prayers and support she's been getting energetically are really making a difference. So feel free to keep that up if you wish. And just know that she's doing well and does send her love to you all. Okay. But as we always do, we will call her higher self to help us out. Okay, so now I invite you to close your eyes and just open and receive. My recommendation to receive the maximum benefit from the calling in of the allies and the setting of the container is just relax and be really passive. And if you feel energetic shift inside yourself, just let that be what you focus on, just the feeling itself. If you do not feel that, then just feel the breath come and go on its own, no breath control. And just put your attention on something that's just physical or energetic. And the more you relax into that, then the more you'll be able to easily receive what we're doing and feel it. Okay, so here we go. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakota Inti Kuiti. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening. I call in my own Christ consciousness. I call in my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good. We call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. We call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna. Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma, we call our elemental allies, we call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. Whoa, that's nice. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, see if you can feel the field that's in and around you now, protecting you. So our next step will be to do the embodied awakening invocation. And this is where you call your higher self to join you in your physical body. You can think of your body as a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat, and your divine drives. If at any point your ego doesn't like your divine's driving, it can take the wheel anytime, instantly. The divine will step out with no fuss, and your ego is back in control, just like that. So there's no danger, no risk, instantly reversible, safe to try. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition increasingly. And there's more bliss. So if that all sounds good, in a moment I'm going to have you speak directly to your higher self. You'll give it 8 words, and then I'll guide you what to do after that. So if you can speak these words out loud to your higher self, that's the most powerful. Sound, vibration, and air. If you can't, thinking it will still get the job done. So let's start speaking those words now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, relax. If you feel energy moving in your body, then let that be what your awareness focuses on. If you don't feel that, then feel the breath coming and going on its own, no breath control. As you're doing this, if you become distracted, it's okay. Don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. But do treat the distraction like an uninvited guest to whom you need pay no further attention. You turn back to feeling energy in your body or feeling your breath. If the distraction lingers in the background, that's okay. Let it do its thing. It's not you for our purposes. And you just relax back into feeling energy or breath. The final subtlety we can bring to this invocation is to learn how little effort is needed to do it at all. So for a moment, I want you to drop to no effort at all, simply exist. No goal, no focus, whatever happens is fine. Go to no effort and just please be for a moment. So note, at zero effort, do you still have awareness of energy or breath without even trying? If you do, then at least today, zero effort is enough. Stay at zero and just let the awareness be there automatically. If you've lost awareness of energy or breath at zero effort, then start adding little tiny bits of effort bit by bit until you put in barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. The idea in this invocation is to use the least effort that gets the job done. Excess effort slows things down. Mm-hmm. Feeling good. So stay with that a moment. Whatever's the least effort that lets you be aware of energy or breath. And the energy just got really sweet. So many of us are moving into embodied awakening, where the higher self merges with the human self. Here's how you can tell if it's happened to you. Just ask yourself if all these things are true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that's going on, you're there. If you're in that space, just relax and be in embodied awakening. Because it feels so awesome, you don't really want to do much of anything. If you're not yet in that state, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, just continue using the least effort needed to feel energy or hold breath. So the energy is sweetening quite nicely. And the field's getting nice and strong. We'll leave just a moment longer for it to build, for more of us to move into embodied awakening. And remember, all this applies whether you're live or on the recording. Just as powerful either way. Okay, here's the allies. So if you made it to embodied awakening, congratulations. If you did not, just however far you got is awesome. Even moving a little bit toward that state is a step in the right direction as far as the awakening invocation is concerned. So celebrate any movement toward that at all that you got. With persistence, if you didn't get there all the way, you can eventually get there fully. The critical thing being to really surrender, really release, truly let the divine do it for you. Okay, so I'm feeling the presence of the allies now. Allies, we come to serve the great global awakening and offer ourselves in that service. We ask that this service serve the highest good of all, including us. So anything that happens to any of us who are here to serve truly serves that person's highest good as well as the collective's. Thank you. So, you humans, The best strategy for this call is to relax and be fully passive. Now that we're past the invocation, it's okay to allow yourself to be aware of whatever's happening. However, I believe you'll have the best experience and be the most helpful to the collective if you focus your attention into either feeling what's happening inside you or focusing on what you're seeing. If you focus on thought, it tends to get you real mental and pull you out of the awakening. So feelings are my first choice. If visuals are there, let them be in the mix as well. You're not trying not to experience something. You're just at choice. Where do I put my attention? Feelings, thoughts, or other things. So the feelings, the sensations in the body and in the inner worlds are what I find to be most helpful. So now we relax, we let go. We'll receive potentially healings, awakenings, spiritual experiences. So my recommendation is to really relax, be really passive. Let the divine work with you and through you. Know that any challenge you experience will be challenge faced and cured for many others. Same thing for bliss as well. So at this point, I'm going to start narrating less because now many people are going to have many different experiences. If I am guided to share something, I will. Otherwise, I'll stay silent for a while. Just know that even if I don't talk for a bit, I'm still with you energetically, just as I have been for the entire call so far. The allies are really good about making sure that each person gets the experience that serves their highest good and no more than that. So if you are processing heavy energy from others, it's only going to be as much as you can do. And there's actually nothing you have to do about it from your ego. Just relax and the divine beings will take care of it for you. But they need to process it through a human body if it's showing up in you. If heavy energy comes up, your body may shake, vibrate, tremble, you may cry or make various noises, want to move your body in certain ways, that's all fine, as long as no one gets hurt. So again, you're muted, no one can hear you, so feel free to do what you're called to do. I recommend you not be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if the body really wants to do something, then please allow it. Now my body is starting to feel more like energy than flesh. Yours might be as well. Just relax into that if it's your experience. If I start talking about something and it's not matching your experience, please do not try to change your experience to match my description. Be with your journey as it is. I'm aware that many of us are conscious in a blended field beyond the physical. And there's a very high group consciousness we created that's working this level. So we're in a very strong field. Again, the invitation is to relax, allow. Please do not do anything deliberately. Please do not send energy with your ego's willpower. This kind of event works best when we surrender and allow the higher intelligence and potency of the divine to work through our physical bodies. So try that on. See what it feels like. Just keep resting in feeling the energy or in feeling your breath come and go. Let everything else run on autopilot. Whether what you're experiencing is blissful or challenging, just relax fully into it either way. Can I feel the energy getting subtler and more intense in the higher realms that we're working in? Many of us are there consciously, others are being introduced to the space. Stay with it, folks. The energy is getting subtler and in some ways more powerful. We're still staying pretty celestial, so just relax into it a little while longer. Okay, now I'm starting to feel a little more focus into the physical body. Looks like they're starting to bring us back in. As always, they're bringing the divine essence of where we've been into the physical body so that we can integrate it to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So just feel it as you become gradually more physically aware. And notice also if your body feels different than the way it did before we started this event. Do you feel any more light, more luminous, radiant? Okay, now I feel much more solidly in my body. So just take a moment and once again feel the body. If it doesn't feel of higher vibration, I'm feeling pretty solidly in my body now. And I'm hearing some sound from Spirit Song that's of concern to me, so I'm going to physically step away for a moment. Please remain focused on your body and the energies that are saturating it. And I'll be back in just a moment. My energy will stay with you. Okay, I'm back. Spirit Song did need some help getting into bed. Her hip is still fresh from the surgery, 6 days in, so she needed a little help getting in there, but she's fine now. Okay, so it feels like we're pretty firmly in our bodies again, but feel the difference. Can you feel how different your body feels now that all this beautiful divine energy has been saturated into it from your returning consciousness? Just take a moment and feel the body as it feels now. And this could be your new normal if you keep cultivating your awakening and your healing. Okay, beautiful. Okay, allies, is there anything further that would serve highest good before we close our sacred container? I think we're good. Okay, so I'm now going to call the directions and close the container. So I invite you to relax and just either feel energy moving in your body as I do this, or feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama Mama Kiya Wirakocham Inti Kuchi. Thank you, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with any of us who've been on this call, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you. I request, allies, that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Whew. Okay. So the sacred container is closed. If you have something else you must do, feel free to move to something else now if you need to. But now we're going to open the call to feedback, questions, comments, and such. I'm going to allow unmuting. So now anyone on the live call can mute themselves, or rather unmute themselves. Just click the little microphone icon. Or if you're on a phone, hit *6. Everyone on the live call is also welcome to type in the chat window if you have questions or comments about this experience. And sometimes there's a little time before someone steps up. And if you're noting, the energy is still really sweet. And we can simply enjoy marinating in the energy until we get feedback. Patricia types, that was awesome. Thanks, I have missed you guys. Patricia, thank you. It's great to have you back. Amanda added a heart. So Amanda, if you'd also like to speak, there you are. Hi. Amanda, are you there?
Oh, hello. Yes. That was wonderful. I haven't been with you for a little while, for a couple of months. And I'm feeling so much more peaceful. Good. And I have tingling all over my body as well. So, my daughter's in hospital. I have to go and bring her some clothes. So I'm feeling a lot better about going and visiting her now. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. Your energy helped us tonight. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Deanna typed, thank you so much, Benjamin. Went really deep into the meditation. Yeah, me too. There were times I found myself just losing consciousness and coming back a number of times. That either means I'm going really deep or I'm really tired. It could be both. Ellen types, thank you so very much. Most appreciative and grateful to you. Blessings and love. And there's lots of beautiful emoticons with praying hands and stars and roses and hearts. So thank you, Ellen. We remain open to questions and comments. Linda types, thank you so much. I was very deep tonight. Blessings to you and great hugs to Spirit Song. Thank you. Yeah, the allies are saying to put this in the best of category because of the depth that we went to. So part of my losing consciousness was fatigue. I got maybe 3 hours sleep last night. We're moving house on Saturday and I'm doing tons of packing and stuff. And when there's work to be done, I just don't get to sleep. Spirit gets me and says, you got work to do, get after it. So I do. And they've just been kind enough to bless me with extra vitality so I could get all these things done today that had to be done with no nap. So it's kind of like an ayahuasca shaman I work with sometimes who will do these like 6 or 7 hour ceremonies where he's under the influence himself. He's singing constantly, you know, attending to everyone all the time. And I've heard him asked, how do you do that? How do you not just drop over from fatigue? He says, hey, if it were just me, I couldn't do it. But with the support of the medicine and the allies, I can do it. So I must be getting a little extra help today. Okay, anyone else who would like to share, feel free to do so. And I apologize, I forgot to mute my phone, so let me check that. Deanna says, thank you, everyone. Have a good night. And I'm going to see if that's Spirit Song texting me or not. It's not. So we're good. Does anyone else have a question or comment? Alrighty. So deeply grateful to all of you for being here. Nancy says, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. And so grateful every time you guys show up because you could be doing about a gazillion other things and you chose to be here. And I'm very honored by that and will always strive to make this event worth your while, whether you're doing this live or on the recording. So many blessings to you all. Again, it's November 8th, 2021. In 2 nights, we're going to have a special event for members only, IFS sessions. So I'm going to be facilitating internal family systems therapy for one or two, possibly three volunteers. So if you'd like to see that in action, and if you want to come and be a volunteer, if you're a member, and experience the power of this amazing shadow work modality, feel free to show up. Haley types, thank you, so worthwhile. Thank you, Haley. So many blessings to you all again, and good night.